As I was walking all alone, I heard a man lamenting. Under a hollow bush he lay, but so he did repent him. Alas, quoth he, my love is gone, which causeth me to wander. Yet merry will I never be, till I lie lolling beyond her. Good Lord, so soundly I could sleep, if that I lay lolling beyond her. Night till the day were light, and the sun did shine upon her. Yet early by day I would steal away, to keep my love from slander. Yet I will never quiet be, till I lie lolling beyond her. My love and I, we gallantly, so many years together, so inclined to me that now I'm loath to leave her. But now this wicked world is such that causeth me to wander. Yet will I never woman touch till I lie lolling beyond her. Like to the turtle I will mourn in absence of my marrow. With bitter tears I cry and mourn, my joy is all but sorrow. My comfort is to me much care, whilst floods and woods I wander. Nay, merry will I never be, till I lie lolling beyond her. O gods that made the birds to fly, to love their mate so dearly, yet for her sake they do refuse to sing or chirp once cheerly. What comfort can the world afford? What joys then can I render? Nay, merry will I never be, till I lie lolling beyond her. A pretty dame was once my love, till death made separation, and she to me did constant prove, without dissimulation. Yet for her sake still will I weep, while I on earth do wander. This soundly will I never sleep, till I lie lolling beyond her. Though cruel death hath cut the breath of this my comely creature, to meet again we have true faith, our change is but a feature. Death may indeed in bondage keep, yet not our love can hinder. Then soundly, soundly shall I sleep, when as I lay lolling beyond her. My dearest dear, I come to thee, when pleaseth death to send me. The grave I count my dearest home, ah, quickly then befriend me. She proved a hero true to me, and I will be a Leander. I never shall in quiet be, till I lie lolling beyond.